Masechta Shabbos, Perichav Beis, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah discusses concerns carrying a wet towel if one may come to squeeze it on Shabbos. Harochets b'mei ma'ara, someone who bathed in the water in a cave, b'mei Tveria, or in the hot springs of Tveria, v'nistapeg afilu be'eser et aluntiyos, and he dried himself even with 10 towels, one after another, so the later towels are not very wet. Lo yaviim biyadi, he cannot carry them home with him, because of concern that he may come to squeeze out, he may forget at Shabbos, and he may squeeze water out of the towels. Even though using 10 towels, there's not going to be so much liquid in them, still it's a concern if he's by himself. Avol asara b'nei adam, but if there were 10 people, mistapkin v'aluntis achas, if 10 people were using one towel, p'neim, yideim, v'aglam, for their hands, feet, face, hands, and feet, they shared the same towel, and the towel got very wet from 10 people. They are allowed to carry it, even though it's saturated in water, because when there's more than one person, they will remind each other not to squeeze out the towel on Shabbos. Mishnah Vav, Sachin, one can smear oil, and they can massage on the stomach area on Shabbos. And this is for just for pleasure, to have smooth skin and enjoy the massage, but not for refuah purposes, not for medical reasons. That would be usur. Avalaymas amlin, but a person can't do a heavy massage that takes a lot of effort. Vlaymas garden, or vigorously scrape the skin with a utensil that would scrape the skin. It felt good. So these things were not allowed to be done. The Rav says it was uvdi d'chol, something that was considered a weekday activity and couldn't be done on Shabbos. Ein yardin le kordima, you can't go down to kordima. There's two different girsais, versions in the text of the Mishnah, either kordima or the Rav has pelima. Either way, it was a valley that down below in the valley there were pools to bathe in, and the Rav says that there were two different opinions what the issue was here. One shouldn't go down to these pools either because there was a quicksand, like a thick mud that people would get stuck in and they would have to be pulled out. So someone shouldn't go down there. His second explanation was it was a concern for Shabbos that it was very slippery going down. People would slip and their clothes would get wet. And there was a concern that they may come to squeeze out their wet clothing. So one shouldn't go down there on Shabbos. V'ein eisen apiktavizin. And one shouldn't make this apiktavizin was a certain potion that was made to induce vomiting. And one shouldn't make it on Shabbos because it resembles refuah healing purposes. Ve'ein ma'atzvan asakatan, one can't straighten up a young baby. Sometimes the bones would be dislocated and they needed to be straightened, or the spine needed to be straightened. One can do this on Shabbos. It was asma d'rabbanan, and it gives the appearance of binyan, a building. One can't set a broken bone that's popped out of place. The Rav says we don't paskin like this. We paskin that one could set the bone on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues. Misha nifrika yodei v'ragalei, someone whose hand or foot became dislocated. La yitrafein b'tzainin, you shouldn't rub them vigorously with cold water, because this is clear that he's doing it for refuah, for healing purposes. Alva reichetzukadarka, he could wash his body in the normal manner. Not just that part that's hurt, but the whole body. Vim nisrapa, and if it happens to get healed, he gets healed. Since he's washing his body in the regular fashion, it doesn't look like he's doing an action of refuah, of healing.